That's a good question. I think one of the challenges we face today is that true accountability around patients actually being more being held more accountable for managing their care. A lot of the pressure is put on the the provider or the physician or the system on how did you manage the care? Did you push information? Did you give appropriate access? Did you make sure that they were accessing appropriately? You know, I think there's going to be a lot of discussion and push around how can we make those patients more accountable for their care. Are they, entering the necessary information? Are they responding back, even with a low-tech type of approach from a phone call back, an email, or any kind of communication back to the doctor? How are they managing their own care? You know, there's been this push from one side on how do we engage our patients more and more. I think there's going to be a lot of question and discussion on how do we, how can the system force or demand that those patients be more accountable. I think we're going to see a lot more. Discussion around wearable technologies and how people feel about those. Do they perceive them as safe? Do they perceive them as intrusive? As well as, I think, to your point earlier, there's going to be a lot of discussion on training and edu. There's one thing to go ahead and, hey, you're part of a study of 400 people with CHF, and we're sending you back with this tablet. We're going to ask you to record these things. Well, how many of those tablets just go, to your point, unused because they weren't really educated on how to use it, or I've never used a computer in my life. I'm 86 years old. I don't have anyone to help me. No, I'm not going to use that. What are we doing? What are we going to be putting in place to really enable those patients to leverage those technologies? I think those are some of the things I think we'll probably hear more about that in the next in the next few years. I just think today the method of pen and paper is not giving us that information that these providers need to more effectively manage their patients.